Is it working? Can you hear?
I hear you guys.
They do that to my
I don't
therapy
know.
appointments.
Man, you can tell that you just took fucking
don't feel I
Klonopin,
don't feel
bro.
like I'm speaking any slower.
Dude, it
Don't laugh.
you are totally. Check that out. Is this
What?
news?
Oh, I need it. I'll
Am I?
go get it. I'll get my other one.
Yeah, you gotta pick up the pace. This is crazy. You
Didn't know.
do.
It helps me calm down.
I can't believe how slow you
That's
speak.
why my doctor
Thing.
gives it to me.
You know, Theo was telling us that he bought he once bought of 50,000 followers, and he started getting all these offers to do readings and stuff like
Oh,
that.
shit.
Which is
I
fucking
mean, can you
goated.
just do that to a random account? Like, because that would be funny if I just bought like 50K bots for Blake Butler.
You can't. That would be. I don't think you. Maybe. I don't really look into the bots kind of situation.
Mean, that would be warfare. Like,
Warfare. Yeah. Chemical war. Not.
robots
No. Not. Man. Whew, David. David.
warfare.
Robot warfare. Robot warfare.
There was a game like that for the DS where you had these mechs and they were shaped like insects.
の火葬場の一つじゃないし、ストリップ劇場の上りじゃないし、落ちたこの世のかけらじゃないし、地球が垂らしたクソでもないし、まさか幸せのせいだ。
Technical difficulties.
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, you can hear me.
And now I have my energy drink.
What kind of energy drink?
I have an orange Celsius.
Oh shit.
They're really good.
Yeah, I've heard of there's like a big fandom for Celsius now.
Is there?
Yeah.
Girls with eating disorders love White Monster.
Yeah, so do old guys. So do like old lawnmower guys. What are they called? The boomers?
Lawnmower guy?
It's boomer shooter juice.
No, lawnmower guys, based on these Instagram videos I watch, like they like pinche coca. That's like a can of Coke.
Does that mean like fucking
I don't know.
Coca-Cola?
They always say something like that.
Like when Mexican people say like pinche cabrón, I think it's a swear.
Is it? I don't even know what
Pinche.
it
I know
means.
maricón means faggot.
You see, I've worked in food service my whole life and just shit jobs. I'm a real working class writer. And but so I've worked with so many Mexican guys, and so many times I've had them stare at me and just go, "K?" And I've never known what K meant, and then I found out it meant what. And I was like, man, those guys are the funniest motherfuckers. You just look at someone and go, what? Just stare.
Well, speaking of that, what would you do if you were in the riots right now?
Dude, it would be awesome. I would love to be in the riots. I'd be stealing shit. See, I don't understand why people are against riots. What the fuck is wrong with
Dude, I saw a
people?
video of someone looting an Apple store, and I was like, oh my God, we need a police state. I'm so scared. And then I went for
We
a
need an
swim,
iPhone
and
to call the cops.
but then I went for a swim, and I was like, I don't want that police state.
The listeners don't know that Mari is, his brain is a sieve. Sieve. What? How do you?
Sieve?
A sieve. His brain is a sieve. Six.
Mine too.
he just is so susceptible to propaganda. Tell them about your what you were doing during your what era did you call it? Your based era or?
Yeah, my edge lord era.
Yeah, so tell our listeners, our fans, what you were doing every night
Did
and the thoughts that you were sending out into the world.
I mean, I got into a vicious cycle of watching on X. There was a series, people were like, America has black fatigue. And it was like these videos. It was just like these videos of like black people fighting. And I would watch them over and over. And I'd be like, I'm so scared. I literally want to like, I want to like barricade myself away.
He would come into the group chat and just say some of the most vile things ever. And then he'd feel bad like a half an hour later. It's like, I don't mean any. I'm calmed down now. I don't know what.
Post-racism clarity.
This is like, there's like a meme like that where it's like, you get robbed, become conservative. You like get broke and need like medical care and you become leftist. Like, that's how my mind works. It's just based on the current situation.
Yeah, it's very temporal.
You're very adaptable.
Man, I can't believe that you were talking so slow like this.
I don't feel like I'm talking this slow.
Well, then you should try and talk fast.
Okay. Andale.
That's a biblical.
Spanish.
Bailar.
Bailar. ¿Dónde está el baño?
El baño. What's that?
El baño.
It's the bathroom.
Bathroom. Ooh.
I know some Chinese swears.
I know some Chinese.
Like gani means fuck you.
Bao. Chin, yeah.
Remember, Emily thought that it your fake Chinese was real.
Thought the Chinese was real, which is crazy. It's like, no, well, maybe it's that convinced. But I was doing Chinese guy voice for so long that I just started getting ads in Chinese on YouTube. Not even my fluent Chinese that I'm speaking now. It was I'm not going to do it.
You're
I'm not going
like
to do the Chinese
Cantonese. Voice.
No,
but
not.
Those were in Mandarin.
No. I'm going to move to China, bro.
I don't know if they'd have you. You're way too fucking. You
no,
got. You know, Judge Holden? That's how this motherfucker is built, except with a long David Foster Wallace hair.
And I don't think they like a Polak.
Why not?
Because they're like, we've seen a streetcar named Desire. Y'all are like that.
But wait, y'all I don't think there's like Chinese people in that movie, right?
You know, I do imagine Mari
coolies.
Walking around and don't say coolies. I mean, now, God damn it.
It's a historical term.
We can't get through like two episodes without being racist to Chinese people.
I've only been on one.
Oh, you know something that's very funny?
Wow.
So I read that, you know, that interview Uzo did, Uzo Bowl.
yeah.
Uzo did with Elizabeth Ellen on Zona. So the funny thing is he keeps calling Taolin Chinese. It's just like, oh, I didn't know he fucked with China like that. I didn't know, you know. Yeah, Taiwan. I guess, is that our official stance? Is Taiwan? Taiwan is part of China only in the context of us being able to say Taolin is Chinese, I think. I think we can agree on that politically.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck Taiwan is, to be honest. I just know they have a big historical conflict.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because China wants to take a... Well, see, listeners, you don't know. David's a military history nerd. So I'll go off on a little...
He knows so much about guns and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, all you know is about World War II.
That's not true. Do you want to hear about Taiwan? You fucking immigrant?
I do.
No, I can't say that.
What did you say?
I called him an immigrant, which isn't true. It's not even an immigrant.
I was born here. I'm the true blue American.
Second gen.
You speak Polish, right?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Okay, but Taiwan.
Okay.
The thing about Taiwan is China wants Taiwan, but China can't take Taiwan because Taiwan is like, first off, an island and also just like, the mountains that just like it would be a military disaster to try and take and hold Taiwan, to even just take it, just because of how it is geographically and also how China is laid out. Anyway, that's as far as I'll go. But yeah, that's we'll cut all this. We'll cut all this.
We're going to cut all the China stuff.
China stuff. It's so funny because last episode he was like so manic. I'm sure he's
manic. I never. Can tell.
No, it's just, we're not going to get into this kind of thing. Oh, you know what I did? I was making myself laugh today about like I was making myself laugh about the idea of like someone asking me how to spell therapist and me going like and someone going it's spelled like the rapist, like the rapist.
That can be true.
That is true.
I did see my therapist today for the first time in a month and a half.
Brittany.
2 months.
Really?
Yes.
How
She's
was it?
fat but
It
gorgeous.
was
Bro,
fun.
I
I saw a tweet that said, "Happy Pride Month to men with therapists."
don't like that one at all. My therapist was very happy to see me. We just talk
Good.
about TV shows that I've watched. Sometimes I'll talk about video games.
You could talk about your trauma.
I don't do that anymore. Mostly, I just tell her what happened during the week. It's basically like I just like a news report. It's like a parole officer for the mind. I just sit there and tell them, I did this. This happened. I did that, and I would just report in, and that's it. And she was very happy to see me. She laughed a lot at the things I say. She
It's
was
good to
smiling.
make your therapist laugh. Rachel rarely laughs at me.
Is that your therapist's name?
Yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah, David. Yeah, we're having like a meeting, me and Rachel, and David was going like the Batman voice and going, Rachel, Rachel. And she heard.
She didn't laugh.
She didn't laugh. She almost never laughs. She's very stone-faced, like a
I
cat.
respect that.
Oh, when's your rap song coming out?
Oh, mine or Lynn's?
I don't rap anymore because I don't take Addy.
Yeah, don't take Adderall anymore. White guys taking
I
Adderall,
did
rapping. It's
write
just.
a rap when I was taking a lot of Adderall where the refrain was like, Hal Incandanza, and I don't know why.
I mean, that's a good start. I'm not gonna lie. All I've been doing is just not talking to people, being in the plastic bagger studio, writing, polling. Like, I think you guys are the first people I'm having a conversation with in days.
Yeah. What's funny is like Mari doesn't do anything for the pod. And he still complains about what he has to do. He's sitting there going, man, this is so much fucking. And it's just like, it's hard. You talk for 2 hours with your friends. Oh, damn. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that's like a big issue for me. Like,
I have this thing against Japanese rappers.
That's, come on.
They cheat. They're all cheaters. Every fucking word ends like the same. They all rhyme.
No, I thought you were gonna say that they have like a word, or it's like the Korean rappers. They have a word that literally sounds like the N-word.
Oh, it's Chinese. It's niga. It means like
Yeah.
that.
I mean, that's such a cheat code.
In Seattle, you'd hear them speaking on the bus, like by Chinatown. And if there were black people on the bus, they'd always look back and be like, what the fuck? Yeah, I get what you're saying. They call us guailo. Whitey. Gani guailo. My favorite slur for white people is from the movie Desperate Living, where Jean Hill, this like 400-pound black lady in a glitter dress, she says, get away from me, milkhead. I don't want no white man touching my Tampax. That movie rocks.
Yeah, she eats through bus tires, I believe.
Yeah, and she smashes Minxtal's husband by sitting on him, and she goes, down, 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 with such relish.
Oh man, you know what I was thinking about? Okay, this can get cut too. This is
Oh,
just in David's
no.
mind. So I was thinking about fun size candy bars and share size. And I think that they should be reversed.
You're so retarded.
It's not, no, listen. Because a share, like if you, the fun size is a little individually wrapped one, that's obviously a share. You share them. You give no problem. You give your.
What the hell? That
But
doesn't
is
even make
fun
any
size
sense.
more, f less fun? Or wait, the
Wait,
big
but do
ones
you?
should be called fun size because they're more fun to eat for you.
Yeah, the big one should be fun because it's fun. I got a whole candy bar, and
Oh, yeah, I get
yeah,
what you
yeah, should
mean.
be share size. This is what I think.
Okay.
Because I thought you wanted to share the fun-sized
I
candy,
don't
and
want to
it's
share.
like.
I don't want to share any of it. But yes, I'm saying the fun size is more. I'm more willing to share a fun size because it's just a tiny amount. And so that's how they should have it. You know, I ate buttered popcorn flavored red vines the other day. Not very
good. Oh, that's gross. What the fuck?
Yeah, not good.
What did you think?
Wait, red vines, aren't those like Twizzlers basically? Why does it taste like popcorn?
They're way better than Twizzlers, first off.
Fucking
they're
gross.
Like,
it's
harder.
It tastes, Twizzlers are hard.
No, Twizzlers are soft. They're like, you can't suck soda through them.
Are you talking about red vines?
No, I'm talking about Twizzlers.
Twizzlers
red vines
are
superior.
Soft.
Twizzlers are hard.
Twizzlers are soft.
No, they're
red
not.
Vines are hard.
No, Twizzlers are fucking hard. You're thinking,
dude,
maybe
Twizzlers
the poo.
Are flaccid. They're
you're
like
yes.
They're all flaccid, but Twizzlers, you're
red
thinking
vines
about
aren't very poo. Flaccid.
No, red vines are way softer than Twizzlers.
Your candy autism is so out of bounds.
So the formula is completely different. They're made of different things. I'm not even going to get into it. I used to be really into candy manufacturing and
reviewing chips in DMs.
Yes, I still do that. People ask, you know, people ask me for advice a lot.
On candy and chips.
Especially on candy and chips. Stop, don't, he's stepping over everything.
Anybody.
Oh man, we didn't
don't
do any.
Step on my computer. Stop.
We didn't do any kind of intro. Let's do
no.
an intro now.
Okay.
Welcome to Response Pod. I'm David.
Oh, I'm Lyndon.
I'm Mari.
And it's time to respond. Nobody says it with me.
Wait,
time to,
was
time
it,
to let's, respond.
Let, I thought it was let's get literary.
Yeah, we can make Lynn do anything.
Let's
go ahead.
Get lit with it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The energy drink is making me faster.
Taking Kalana pins on the bus. Oh, I can feel my body rust. Trying to get back to my little room so I can not out looking at the moon. Just something I'm going through. It ain't a tragedy, that's true. You know I ain't got nothing better to do.
Now, why does that make you giggle? That's,
I don't
she's
know.
So it's fucking just stupid. Oh my God.
You're funny.
You're fun. Okay. Welcome back. We're at the serious portion of the podcast, the one that gives us credibility, that makes us important, real voices, blah, 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 blah. We'll be reviewing soon. But first, we're going to do the billboard. If you don't know what the billboard is, it's like a billboard. Basically, you just email me at david.gladfelter. No. That's my real email. David.responsepod@gmail.com.
Dude, you gotta sell this more. It's the billboard. It's the billboard.
It.
I'll sell it. Okay.
So selling it to you is just like
No, I'm gonna really pitch this beautiful idea to the audience.
Pitch it.
The billboard is the only time you'll ever be heard. Anywhere else you'll be ignored and forgotten about, but on the billboard you can just be yourself and share your most raw and honest thoughts, and you could send money to do that, and or you can just not do that because I'm not going to be a fool.
No, send the money.
Well, okay, send money. But yeah, that's the billboard. So
yeah, so anything you want to say. Then we do have one, two, three. We have three.
Oh,
I know. So our entrance, our submissions to the billboard today. First one is from Anonymous, and this one's really funny, especially given recent events. It's from Anonymous. It says, "I'm so glad Mari is back co-hosting. He was the glue that held the original lineup together."
Oh shit! Really? Someone said
hell
that?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I love that.
Mari positivity.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I think they're being facetious. I think they're
insulting. Wait, really? No, come on, man. Like, I really thought.
That's rude.
That's rude. I'm going to take it seriously.
Do it.
Okay, okay. All right, the next one is from Will again. Yes, because we had to work out an agreement because he paid so much for the one entry that he can just basically...
He's like the Rockefeller of the billboard.
He can have as many billboard things as he wants. So Will wanted to say that he's of a healthy BMI, above average height. He currently owns several $1,000s. And he wants to be a radiology tech.
Oh, shit. That's not a bad career. They make a lot of money.
He can screen you for free.
For free. He'll be able to see inside.
That's a good... Well, is this for dating purposes or is he just sharing this voluntarily?
I think... I don't know what he's trying to do.
Well,
he's
I think
a handsome
any,
guy.
He
any
is.
Ladies that want him, I mean, a radio tech is pretty impressive job.
Radiology tech.
Yeah.
Different. I think a radio tech probably gets paid nothing.
Oh, yeah, well.
yeah, very funny. Thank you, Will. And the last one is from the Pixelated Shroud. Which,
hello.
Yes, they are a Detroit-based. And actually, our story is going to be from them today, ironically. That wasn't
I think it's coincidentally, bro,
yeah,
not ironically.
It can be both. It can be
no,
both.
No,
it can be
no,
both.
It can, it's coincidentally.
David fucked up.
You fucked up. Caught in 4K.
This losing it. It is 4K.
This is 4K. 4K.
This is 1080p.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are so fucking stupid.
You're stupid.
Yeah, we're revolting against you now.
We're refined. We're urbane. We know things.
Billboard.
Okay.
You're like doing the graffiti. You're like a metaphoric.
Going hard on the motherfucking paint.
That's basketball. Hi, this is future David, which will be past David by the time you listen to this. I'm doing what we call in the business a punch-in because I'm stupid. My hosts are stupid. The podcast is stupid. And so part of our recording got corrupted, specifically the last billboard thing, which is I'm going to read at the end of this. And some parts in the middle of the review, all you really missed was me going on and on about Gothic literature, the difference of Gothic literature, Gothic romance, and how it's different than Southern Gothic, all this stuff. It's all very great stuff, but it's gone. So I did my best to patch everything together. But like I said, very stupid. I'm a stupid man. But okay. So the billboard request, the last one, is from the Pixelated Shroud, which is ironic. Not ironic, coincidental, because our story is from the Pixelated Shroud today. And they say, hi, David, Lynn, and Mari. We're broke as fuck, but thought we'd ask if you could give us a shout out because we need submissions, all caps. Send your submissions of any kind, stories, reviews, poetry, excerpts, visual art, essays, nonfiction, whatever, to thepixelatedshroud@gmail.com, and it's spelled exactly like you would think it would be. They didn't say that. I'm saying that. Okay. We don't have any guidelines, and our response times are within 24 hours. Additionally, Wolfgang Carnifex, real name, it's his legal name, he told me, and Alexander Lechman, not like the musician, it's another name, wrote a book-length essay on the connection between ancient religious drama and Elden Ring / other Souls games. It's called Theurgy, Theurgy, In the Lands Between, and it's out on Alien Buddha Press. Have a fun pod. Thank you so much, Wolfgang Carnifex. Yep, back to the show. Between ancient religions, drama, and Elden Ring and other Souls games. It's called Theurgy? How do you say
What?
infant? Theug. Wait, no, rgy.
What?
What the fuck are you saying?
Okay, it's called
The Literary Podcast.
Okay, so it's so it's theurgy.
What the fuck?
What's I don't
the just
know.
pronounce the book.
Well, that's the fucking first word of it.
Well, do the
The
whole book.
okay, theurgy, I guess.
Sure.
In the Lands Between, and it's out on Buddha Press. Dude, Mark, stop moving around. Your mic
That's
is
not
too.
me.
All right, all right. Sorry for all those little things. Okay. So it's go buy their book. Go submit to the Pixelated Shroud. Yes. Okay, man, that was.
No, I'm gonna give them a little more sauce than that. I mean,
okay.
You should submit to the Pixelated Shroud immediately because the story that we're gonna review was so good that it literally made me look past the fact that they had a WordPress in the link. So,
see, you're so upset with this WordPress.
There's
I
a
mean,
really good WordPress
I
blog.
Know, but like, you need to. That's my.
I'm sorry,
advice.
We all can't be editors at XPath and
No.
get published whenever we want. I'm sorry.
No, but you just gotta get a .com. Like
that costs
that's
fucking money.
Expensive.
Yeah,
isn't it like $10 a month?
You're rich. I don't have .com money.
I think
got
they
no
do.
.com money,
dude. His name is Wolfgang Carnifex. I'm sure he has.
You know that
that's
is
a wealthy
rich,
name.
A wealthy name, or like Lythrop? What? Lycanthrope?
Like a werewolf.
Like a werewolf. I guess
oh.
Wolf.
When I hear that name, if you've ever played Tekken, it's that character with like the tiger head.
No, I'm against Tekken. I don't like Tekken. I think it's trash.
Street
I don't really
fighting.
Play it,
it's...
but I liked the lion head guy in
I
Speedo.
You know, I like the bear guy. They
oh,
got
he's cool.
They're the kind of neat guys, but it's trash game. Trash game. Okay. So, now on to our review. Our review, this story is out on the Pixelated Shroud. It came out 5/31. What is that? May 31st. So a little bit ago. And this was picked by Mari, I think by at random. I don't know.
No, I think you sent it.
Did I send it? I mean, it doesn't matter. So it's by Dawson Alexander Waller?
Oh, Waller is the last name of a friend I had when I was like 19. He fucked so much, he had a rectal prolapse. It was really bad. His asshole fell out.
A pink sock. He pink socked.
That's what they call it. A
well,
cornified term.
Okay.
Story.
So it's Dawson Alexander Waller. And he's a friend of the pod. I think so. I don't know. I can't.
He's
say.
A great guy.
He's a great guy. I like him a lot. He's, I think, a fiction editor over at Apocalypse Confidential.
Yeah, he is. He's a big wig there.
A big wig. Oh, which, by the way, send me Anna's book if you didn't. Okay, but anyway. So it's called The Great Dance of the Living. It's a pretty short story. If you have not read it, which you probably haven't because most people don't read the stories for whatever reason. I don't know what you're getting out of this if you're not going to read the story. But
you should read this
do,
one.
I'm going to do, yeah, I'm going to do the YouTuber thing where it's like, if you haven't read this story, you should like stop and read it now because I think we're going to completely ruin it. And it hinges kind of on this kind of element of surprise. Hinges may be too strong of a word.
It's wild.
But it gets
it's
wild.
An easy read as well. You have no
yeah,
excuse.
Yeah, it's very fun.
But yes, we're going to completely ruin it too. So if you don't want that, not ruin it. It's still cool, but like that shock factor, I guess is pretty, I think, important to the work. but yes, so The Great Dance of the Living, Dawson Alexander Waller. Who wants to start?
Yes. Well, I've had a lot of thoughts on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Which should go without saying, I guess, but
yeah, it is something else. That is
I mean, actually, to be honest, reading most stories, I don't have any thoughts. So that is something to point out.
You will get a reaction out of this. I did as a definitely like, WTF, shaking my head, bro. What the fuck? What the
But
fuck?
wait, we could just cut this because I'm looking for my notes.
No, well, I'm not going to cut it.
Wait, I don't know how to start. I got too confident for a sec.
Okay, well, let's just... So the story is, once you start getting into it, it is just like, man, brother, what the fuck? What are you doing? And this is good.
Yeah, it's about this lady named Abigail Redgrave and this, like, unsurprisingly decadent French pervert. Shit gets crazy.
Okay, I'm taking it over.
Okay, I'm fucking up. Yeah, you're just... I'm a simple man.
All right. All right.
Childlike.
First off, the story is, it's like a comedy, I would say. I would say it's a joke. This is very couched in, like, Lovecraft shit. Honestly, I'm like a target for this kind of stuff because I really love early Ligotti. I've read so much Lovecraft and that kind of gothic style, especially romantic gothic romance kind of stuff is gets like a pass for me, but I also have a great eye for it. He is going for a very specific thing and he completely nails it. There is like some kind of outliers where he uses some modern structural choices to like keep up the pace and nail down an idea, but it is so true to what it is trying to do, because it's kind of like a concept piece. And the concept is, you have a woman stumbles into a library at a party, in comes the master of the house, and he gives her a drink, and it makes her pass out. And then she wakes up in a dungeon. All right. And there is not really Cthulhu, but a Cthulhu-esque kind of thing that rapes her. And she loves it. And it's very disgusting. And then the last part of the story is Delisle coming back down and seeing that she is probably now carrying the seed of an evil god. And her being like, don't shackle me next time, because she loves it. So essentially, it is, when I say it's a joke or a concept kind of story, it is, what if you took tentacle porn and you mixed it with like that classic gothic
decadent
style? Decadent might be
able, like, all those cool French books she listed.
Yeah, I mean, I like that word decadent, because that pretty much describes how the story opens.
Yes, you can tell that Dawson has a great love of this stuff and he knows what he's doing, because the language is terse, it's slightly stilted, intentionally so. It's not like Southern Gothic, when you don't like those old nerd books or whatever. It's like more flowery, kind of emotional language being used. Not necessarily
high octane.
It can be high octane. Sometimes it can be very thick. I think an important element is passivity of a narrator, if that makes sense. And another thing is historical accuracy as like a tool for like historical resurrection. So it like keeps, if that makes any sense. So like, being so specific and accurate with the history of it, so that it becomes more real, and then the unexpected can come out of that. You know what I mean? And this has so many tropes from that kind of stuff.
Well, now that you said that, I was thinking it's interesting that the beginning is so descriptive and decadent, because if you look at how the creature is, and towards the end of the story, it's even written like the walls, they don't know if it was man-made or just like natural. Yeah. The creature's whereabouts aren't really described at all.
Yeah, the horror is really good in the second half of the story. It really creeps you out until the sex scene, which is, like I said, that's the punchline to the joke. You know what I mean?
I think it's really cool. The creature was sort of described as though the Venus of Willendorf, like, had a boo.
Yes. That was that's another thing, like, compares it to Enchadna. I'm so bad
like
at pronouncing
Sonic?
Things. No, not like Knuckles from Sonic, but similar. But it's like a Greek, the mother of all monsters. And I like that couching it in, like, because obviously this is like Lovecraft adjacent. It is written a lot in that kind of style. And I'm talking Lovecraft, not the Hangerzorn after that that continued the mythos, which didn't. Although the monster description is very good because it does kind of.
Well, I love the part with the monster description where after it's done fucking her, it like. I think it wrote like it with a hideous smack, it goes on the floor, and I could just picture that kind of like the sound of a fish.
Yeah.
Yes. There's such. Because one of the things about romantic gothic kind of writing is, like I said, like very flowery but emotional language. Like maybe what's it called? Like is it like an adverb or something like that where you have like lots of descriptors in front of things?
Like Lee?
Yes, those kind of things.
People tell you not to use those, but those people are retarded.
Stephen King tells you not to use those, which is so, because if you read a lot of King, it's like he does that all over the place.
You do that.
And he is like a big successor to the Gothic tradition and stuff. Yeah. You see, I'm just going to keep nerding out about because I'm just so happy with the homage being given here. And it kind of gives me like a, it kind of reminds me of South Park a little bit in that, stick with me, in that like South Park will have like an idea that's like stupid or vulgar or something, and then they commit 100% to it. And that's what this story does. It's so much fun. I don't like sex scenes. I don't like sex stuff, reading things. I don't, it's gross to me. I don't like it. When I'm reading stuff. So it did give me like such a bro, what are you doing? Oh, this is so, you know, it's just nasty. It's disgusting.
But what I liked is it didn't go for gross out, because I know some authors would like really push it and be like, there was pus coming out of her eyeballs and shit.
I think it's a different kind of gross out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it is gross, but it's like.
It's definitely just tentacle porn.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you like something cool about the history of artistic depictions of tentacle rape? So,
Yes. Okay,
so you guys probably know like the first depiction of like tentacle rape in like art was that woodblock print by Hokusai called The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife.
That was consensual, though it wasn't.
No, that's what I was about to say. To contemporary people at the time, and I think the Edo era, it would have been viewed as consensual. And it's about this Princess Tamatori, who's a shell diver, and she marries like this rich, fancy guy, and he's searching for a pearl stolen from his family by a dragon god. So she dives to the dragon's palace and gets raped by an octopus. Yeah, she cuts open her own breast and places the jewel in it. So she swims faster and escapes, but she dies from her wound. But The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife portrays their very pleasurable, like, insane octopus sex.
Bro, I could see it being pleasurable. Like, this is gonna sound wild, but with the texture of an octopus and, like,
they have those suction cup octopus.
Yeah, but that probably feels nice.
Man, I hate that. Well, no, a lot of them in the middle of those suction cups, they have like fucking like little teeth.
Like cat dicks.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, no.
It's not good. Which thankfully isn't brought up in this thing. One thing I do like about
it is a little bit because it's described after it's done with her. It left like all these sucker marks, which I liked.
Yeah. Oh,
which,
there's another homage, and I think this is intentional. I do trust Dawson. It is the monster description is like people think Lovecraft is, because people always say like, oh, it's kind of like he's so vague so that the mind fills in the thing. And Dawson does a really vague job just giving a few description. And I like that a lot, because Lovecraft is not like that. I think people who say that don't know Lovecraft.
They watch Wendigoon video.
Yeah, they watch a Wendigoon video and think they know about Lovecraft. It's like, because Lovecraft is so, he overwhelms you. Like, I think the reason people maybe think like that it's incomprehensible and it's vague is because there's so many details. You know what I mean? It is an overwhelming of things. But I thought that was like a cute homage to just like this, to this genre. This
Even that, I mean, Dawson does kind of overwhelm you in the beginning because he describes it's like man, dragon,
like a big tool of gothic fiction, especially of that era, which he is not aping, but like this is definitely an homage to, or I even want to say like a fucking beautiful replica or a great fabrication of Lovecraft and things like that. Is like the historical accuracy, and so like bringing up the actual like archaeologist who discovered like the Venus of Wallendorf by name, that's really awesome. I also like Delisle. That's such a smart name. It says he's from like an old family and stuff like that. But Delisle is, maybe this is just gay guy stuff, you know, especially a gay guy like me, who is super into architecture and stuff like that. But Delisle is like a famous French family. Like literally, there's still like it's a lineage of
These are real people.
Oh
yeah, there's a French family.
That's cool.
And they they're in like interior architects, specifically usually doing chandeliers, really intricate chandeliers. And so I think that's so good here because this is like, he's the light bringer. There's also a part where his lantern is drawn to attention when he goes down and
pleasure object.
Like, that's such a great choice to use that, and I'm sure he knew that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean he had to. That's pretty calculated. I didn't know that these were real people.
Me neither.
It makes me appreciate the story a little more too.
Now the guy is not real. I think it's not really a portmanteau, but because of hyphen, because it's John Henry Delisle, and like Henry Delisle is like the one who started the lineage, and like if I remember correctly, like the guy who owns the family member who owns it now owns like the Delisle whatever chandelier thing, his name is John. And so even more so, I think it's like, yes, John Henry Delisle.
Isn't like Jean Henri like also a common French name, relatively?
Yeah, Jean Henri. I'm sorry, not John Henry, Jean Henri.
Maybe I'm just stupid. Gay.
Do you have anything that you would have improved on this piece?
Man, you know, I'm probably not the person to try, because I have such a love of this stuff. And so I really don't have any notes on how it could be. I mean, it is very specific what it's trying to do. Like I said, like a very intricate replica of this kind of stuff, but not all the way. Like, he uses, like I had said before, he kind of uses like some modern structural choices, like single line kind of things to keep the pace up or nail down an idea. Like, especially in the horror part when he's like single line, there would be no escape. You know what I mean? That's something that wouldn't be done back then. But that is a modern thing, you know, like his unique style and character shines through even this fabrication. You know what I mean? It's hard to say. I think I like this story a lot. I love what it's doing. I don't know how many people I would recommend it to.
Everyone.
I think it's a good read, even if you're not into this type of stuff.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I think it's like an evil gold object.
The only thing I didn't like, to be honest, was the very ending where she's like, next time, darling, don't bother with the shackles.
But that's so important to the joke, Brody. That's so
I know, but
thing.
It reminded me of this Tom Cruise The Mummy remake.
Oh, no.
I could just,
that's so fucking stupid.
I could see the camera zooming in on her eyes, and like her eyes start glowing green, and she says that, and it like cuts to credits.
The problem with a part of the story is it reminds you of a Tom Cruise movie.
Well, it reminded me of The Mummy remake, which was pretty bad.
Wait, they remade The Mummy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they tried to make it like into this Marvel Cinematic Universe type thing where Tom Cruise...
Is this recent?
It's like 2 or 3 years back. Tom Cruise is like playing a mummy guy, and like...
That's a tiny mummy.
He meets, what's his name? Russell Crowe, who plays what's his name? The Hyde, Jekyll and Hyde.
What?
Oh, so it's like an Extraordinary Gentleman kind of thing?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Oh, man.
That sucks. Because the original Mummy, that is awesome. That movie is awesome. Brendan Fraser, that is just such a fun,
Well, that's not even the original, bro.
Well, shut the fuck up.
The Universal Monsters movies, but I'm not too into those.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't.
They're like Hammer movies.
Okay, we're getting off topic. All right, so any closing statements about this story?
I'm going to thank him for the story again, because I like to do it every time, and I think you're rude for like not saying no, Lyndon.
We got to be hard. We got to show that we're
hard. It's nice.
Okay, thank you for the story.
Thank you, Pixelated. Wait, what? Fuck.
Thank you, Pixelated Shroud.
Yes.
For your billboard thing and for publishing this story. Remember, again, submit to them. As much as you can. I really like their whole thing. They're also Detroit-based.
Detroit.
You know, the guy, Carniv Wolfgang?
Yes.
He asked to hang out with me, or suggested we hang out when you were in the hospital. And I was just like, man, I'm not going to fucking Dearborn. There's no way I'm going. I'm not leaving.
That's where I was.
Well, I just did realize that, in a way, the woman character is as much a mystery as the creature itself. Where the ghoul kids rule. Monster, monster, hey, monster, hey, monster, monster, hey. Couldn't ever not be shy, monster, hey. A party never dies. Monster, monster, hey, monster, monster, hey. Freaky shake and fly, monster, hey. We're stealing bodies, guys. Yeah, I'm falling apart, Dragon Laura stealing my heart. Clouding wolf, you make me out of the moon. I'm getting you for switching this lagoon. Clear the now, you so beguiled. Even though you act so vile. And Deuce has Stone Cold style. These are my boots, my skeleton crew. A little strange, but so are you. Don't you want to be a monster too? Hey, what? I mean, what?
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I used to see this white van parked all the time outside our kitchen window in this yard, and I'd tell David, and he'd be like, that's not real. That's, like, gravitarily impossible.
Impossible. Is it possible? Because he's seeing this outside of a second-story window. So the van would just be floating, and he wouldn't believe me that it's not possible for the van to be. The van can't be there.
I've had some issues with gravity. Yeah.
I wanted to say this. Welcome, Goth Gamer Nation.
Bad boys.
Nobody likes that.
I don't know.
The goth.
It's okay. David loves goths.
I don't love goths. You know, it is very funny that I'm Gothic Man, and then I just went on this whole kind of teach people, not teach.
Teaching people like, about being gothic.
No, not being gothic. I'm not gothic at all, but I do like gothic literature.
But do you like goth mommies?
You see, this is always the thing. You know, the goth mommies are always hot, but, you know, they're probably, like, stupid because they're dressed like a clown.
Well, then they're shaped like wisdom teeth.
Yeah, you know, I have this whole theory about, okay, this is going to sound bad.
Like racist?
No, not racist. Maybe is being fat ableist?
No. We've talked about how I don't believe they should have mobility.
No, it's just, we're not going to.
That was last pod.
You have this whole concept of, we'll call them, and I hate to say this, fat girl crutches.
Yes.
All right. So it's like dressing up goth or like having corsets and stuff like that. It's like these are things that fat girls do that men really like. It's almost like fetish gear. Man, I hate to say the fact. No one's listening this far. But you know, and to make themselves more alluring to the, and I think this is also why women hate e-girls a lot, because an e-girl will be thin and attractive
sometimes,
but then use the fat girl crutches.
Well, also, I mean?
And then it's
like
a nuclear bomb.
We were talking about this earlier, how like fat girls can't participate meaningfully in a lot of like beauty culture, except like hair and nails and makeup and stuff like that, because they just don't have the choices or like the body, honestly, or I don't know, the attractiveness. This sounds mean, but it's true. And so, I don't know, it makes me sad.
You know, with this Klonopin voice you have and this subject matter, it is just this is just like a Red Scare episode.
I'm not Red Scare.
You're Dasha. You saw online.
I've never heard Red Scare. No, I have a real marriage.
Hello, Goth Gamer Nation.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so tell everybody, but tell Mari about Drake D'Angelo, please.
Okay. Drake, yeah.
Talk fast.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm trying. I drank like 2 energy drinks. I got a cup of coffee, so like I'm fast. I'm
You're
fast.
Doing good.
Going through the trenches.
I am fighting for my life. But anyway, there was this black guy named Drake D'Angelo on the unit. He always introduced himself with his full name. And let me see if I can do this and you can hear it. But he would, let me see. So he would pound his chest. He would go like, I don't know if you can hear that, but that's what it sounded. He would pound his chest and then he would say, Drake D'Angelo. And he would do, you know, the Jesus kiss that people do where they kiss their 2 fingers and raise them to the sky. He would go pound his chest and go, Drake D'Angelo. And he would kiss, do the Jesus kiss.
And it's like a Fast and Furious character.
Yeah, he was fucking wild. So he described himself as a singer-songwriter. And he would write all these songs. And he was like manic as fuck. Which I feel you, dude.
You know,
he was feeling himself real hard. Feeling himself the fuck up.
But
and so his songwriting. Maybe we should intersperse a picture. My copy of...
It's a podcast, honey. We can't.
You're right, I can't. I'm sorry. Cut that out. I don't know how it works. I'm sorry. So anyway, I copied down one of his songs he showed me. And all his songs, he would be like, I'm writing lyrics, I'm working really hard. So like the first one he showed me though, and all of them were like this. It said, Men in Black, R&B, hyphen, pop, hyphen, electro, rock, hyphen, dance. And that was the whole song. Yeah. And then he asked me to sign it for support.
There's just like a misconception or like a misunderstanding of what a song is. You just songs like a
just
a
list of genres.
Yeah, I also like Men in Black because it's like like Will Smith Men in Black. That's obvious.
Yeah,
but dude, if this was published on like Moo Moo House, people would be reading it and be like, whoa, this
is
incredible.
Art, man.
What art? This is so experimental.
He told me that by looking at me, he knew I was a singer-songwriter. And he also said one time, he's like, Lynn, I need you and me to develop some abracadabra. Like our own abracadabra. like our own secret language, I think. But like, I don't know. There was a barrier, dude.
There was something's going on with
something was up. and speaking of gothic, on the last pod, I mentioned my friend Diamond at the hospital, who was like this very autistic, very sweet. I loved her. Trans girl. My T-girl baby. And so she told me a lot of stories, and at first I thought they were all true, and then gradually I was like, maybe not. So she told me about her vampire sugar daddy.
Yes,
and how, so he's a millionaire, and he took her to a mansion in Italy. He has 2 girl bulldogs who kissed her up, love her, and when she first came there, put rose petals all over the bed and filled the bath with champagne.
Oh, wow.
And ate chocolate-covered strawberries. But because he was a vampire and they were gothic, they would drink each other's blood, like pints of each other's blood
out
of IV bags. And she would just be, like, so gleeful,
When Who do you think like, an online lit does that? Like drinks blood.
Wartime author.
Oh, he does.
No, he drinks Bloody Marys.
He can't say that.
He loves to take pictures.
I don't know anyone.
Well, I should
remember
be
you're the lit guy. Yeah. I like this game. Name off another author.
Name off blood drinkers.
Well, I think Wolfgang Carnifex might be a blood drinker.
Like, you'd like to hear that.
The name implies it.
Yeah.
What if he's the vampire lover?
He might be.
He is.
There's vampires in Detroit.
Yeah, there are.
It like that.
No, there are.
You know, people here really do. I've talked.
They believe in vampires.
I've talked to numerous people who 100% tell me straight up that vampires are real.
Like multiple times.
Multiple people are from all different age brackets, all different, I don't want to say income brackets, because all of us
we're all poor as fuck.
We're all in the muck. But they do, like, people here, some of them believe in vampires.
A lot of them.
Dude, there's a lot of things that are unexplained in this world. No. Did you ever watch Did you ever watch that show on TV that was like Unsolved Mysteries, and they do recreations of like sketchy murders? That would always scare the fuck out of me. Dude, another scary show was America's Most Wanted, because I was watching that once as a kid, and like someone from a building a few blocks down showed up on it. And he was like a mob boss, and he cut up his wife's body.
Oh my God.
And like he tossed it into the subway tracks that were like literally parallel to my building.
He can't. Okay. Mob bosses don't do that shit, though.
Well, I don't know if he was a mob boss, but he was just like some dude.
That's not very like discreet.
Yeah, a mob boss designates that kind of stuff. A mob boss is
delegate.
Okay, but like the main thing is that he like chopped up her body and threw it in the garbage bag and like tossed it over the railing of an abandoned subway track. And
if it's abandoned, how's the train even gonna run over the chopped up body and obliterate the evidence?
Yeah, so you think if a train hits body parts, it will destroy the evidence?
I've seen a lot of videos from, like, India where people just get hit by a train and explode into, like, a mist.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Or lots of them where they're trying to do really haphazard electrical giant bolts of lightning, and, like, 10 guys just, like,
down.
Just down.
Goodbye.
Bro, in India, like, a person dies in public, and it's just, like, one NPC off the map. That's how they act. It's just, it's just like, they completely, like, move past
now,
it.
I think Indians, from what I've seen on the internet, are definitely not NPCs. They are base. They are red pill. They are the most racist, I think, ever. Call people, like, what, chocolate faces?
They all insist that they're Brahmins, but not everyone can be a Brahmin. Some people are Dalits. They won't admit it.
They won't admit it. They don't want it to. It's like a Brahmin doesn't own an iPhone repair shop, okay?
No.
Come on.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Bro, there's beautiful parts of India, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm totally pro-India. And I'm pro-China. I'm pro-Taiwan. I'm pro everybody except that one place.
But I'm against them all, I think, actually. I'm against America, too.
I love America.
I love America.
It's my home.
We should kill. Everyone should be dead, I think.
I kiss the flag every night.
The world is the wedding.
Can you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance off the top of your head?
Yeah, but we're not going to do it.
Okay, but because you can't do it, you don't remember it.
I do.
I remember.
Okay, so do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to its republic for which I stand, one nation under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Wine by gallon is cheaper by the barrel, just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right, gotta love this American ride. That's us, that's right, gotta love this American ride. That's
don't get by singing Christmas carols. I've been getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the shame. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American life. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American life. It's American.